Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips, this is the evening news. The Young Farmers Union is meeting with Emmanuel Macron this afternoon at the Élysée to follow up on the President's meeting with the FNSEA this morning. These meetings have set out to prevent farmer protests from starting up again and come ahead of the agricultural show, which opens on Saturday and which Macron will be attending. Tomorrow morning, Gabriel Attal will provide an update on the measures for farmers that were announced 3 weeks ago. The Prime Minister is also due to present the upcoming bill on agriculture. Fishermen will soon be able to return to the Bay of Biscay as today is the last day of the fishing ban in the area. The Conseil d'État introduced the month-long conservation measure in January of 2022 in a bid to protect dolphin life in the bay. Tomorrow we'll see more than 450 fishing vessels return to the bay. The European Commission has pledged to compensate fishermen up to 85% of their turnover. Éric Dupond-Moretti has said that he is horrified by the feminicide that occurred just outside the main courthouse in Montpellier this afternoon. The post on the X network from the Minister of Justice came after a 73-year-old man shot and killed his ex-wife, who was in her 60s, in the square outside the courthouse before turning the weapon on himself. The couple had been in court in order to finalise their divorce. Éric Dupond-Moretti has said that a psychological support unit has been set up at the scene. France has said that it wants an independent investigation to be carried out into the death of Alexei Navalny. The Russian opposition leader died while in custody. France's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said that it holds the Russian authorities fully responsible for the death, which occurred on Friday. Alexei Navalny's body has still not been returned to his family. And finally, to football, Jean-Louis Gasset, the new coach for Olympique Marseille, has said that it is an immense honour to join such a legendary club. The former coach for Côte d'Ivoire confirmed his new contract this afternoon. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.